That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Good!
Go on, Carlos.
Get up! P-p-p-pale!
You're listening to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Hey everybody, remember to put a condom on your computer.
Feed the Terrible Australian.
That dude sounds like Charles Bronson!
And Professor Batch.
She wants the revenge for the ones that took her bananas.
This podcast contains explicit language.
No, he said it all love, so that way when he, you know...
Yes. Allegedly.
Adult themes.
It just wants to go down.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com and you can show your support and get exclusive content at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
My son just escaped from his school.
I got molested in a little boy's room. Hands off my treasure, Bosun Moon.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast. Your favorite 2B-related podcast, at least we hope so. I am one of your lovely hosts, Super Marcy, and this is episode 91. So we are almost at 100. We are well on that road. We are in phase 3 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. Another brand new year of crazy movies that we watch for some reason. As usual, I am joined by my lovely co-hosts, my two brothers from another mother's. First up is the terrible Aussie, Bede Jermyn. Hello, Bede. How are you going today, buddy?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Doing all right, doing all right. Just sweating up a storm because it's gone back to being hot again in Melbourne because the weather is so fluctuating constantly.
Indeed, indeed. Like, I've got the aircon on in my flat. Moment because I knew it was going to be a hot one today, so I made sure to put it on while we were recording, so at least that way it'll cool me down during this very, very hot movie.
Yes, indeed. And also back on the show is our Canadian portion of co-hosts. He is Professor Science Batch. Hello, Batch. Welcome. How you going?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. It's minus 20 outside.
Can you send me some of that? I'll gladly sit in some snow.
Yes.
Which will melt.
It's been snowapalooza the last almost week in Ontario, so I'll take some of your heat.
Yeah, we'll swap because we were kind of in the cold weather before and now it's just gone hot again. And then it's going to go cold in a few days again. Melbourne just doesn't know what it's doing.
No.
Exactly. Because Melbourne has the reputation of always having, like, literally four seasons in one day.
That's four seasons in, like, half an hour.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time, Marcy, it was, like, 41 degrees in Melbourne around 1 o'clock, and literally 3 hours later, it dropped down to 21.
Yeah, it does that. And that's Celsius, just in case people needed to know that. But, yes. Welcome back, everybody.
This is the 2B Tuesday podcast where we discuss weather.
We do.
Exactly.
We do.
I mean, to be fair. I think given all of our ages, which I will not reveal on the show, it only makes sense that adults always eventually talk about the weather. I always seem to talk about more weather stuff with people these days than I am with any other topics.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm 21.
And I'm also 12 years old, but that's beside the point. But
if
anyways,
you shave
though,
your beard, yes.
Yes,
today's episode it's been slightly delayed because we've had so much to do on this show and scheduling is all over the place. But we are back today with a Patreon pick. So as we do, we choose a Patreon every couple of months randomly. And our lucky Patreon to pick a movie for us was our good friend Erin. So thank you very much, Erin, for all your ongoing support. You've been a Patreon, I think, since almost day one. So thank you very much. And thank you for choosing the film for us today. We are going to pretend it's November or October. I don't even know anymore. I think it depends. I think it depends if it's in Canada or America. They have it at different times. But we're just going to pretend it's Thanksgiving again. For the film we have today, and Aaron has picked for us a film that we actually wanted to do on this show and didn't get around to it. Thanksgiving.
Woo!
So there we go.
I'm frightened.
I am as well. I've not seen this. I don't know what to expect. I'm slightly scared.
I mean, I've seen it. I actually did watch it in prep for Thanksgiving, I think, last year. Because I think at the time we were thinking about doing this as a Thanksgiving episode like we did with Blood Rage, but due to scheduling and all that, we weren't able to do it. So, yeah, I'm excited to for you to experience this movie, Marcy, because I have a feeling you're going to be like, what is going on? What is happening? I don't get it, man. I got to work out.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm expecting that, so.
The good news is it's only an hour.
Yeah, yes. It's a short one, and yeah, a little hint for what we will be doing a few times a year. In the future, like every few months, we will be doing 1 hour double features. So keep an eye out for that when we get to it. Hopefully in the next month or so, our first one will happen. But yeah, we've got it's a short film. So Tubi's probably going to blast us with all the ads. We'll get straight to it. Beat, give us the rundown if people want to actually watch the film while they listen to this lovely podcast of ours.
Indeed. So what you need to do is go to Tubi and check to see if Thanksgiving is playing in your part of the world. It is currently playing on Australian Tubi, but I believe it's also playing on US and Canadian Tubis as well, so it should be easy to find. And we're going to play the movie from the very start. So when I count down from 5, we'll start the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So when any time an ad does pop up, we'll shout out ad, and that way you can pause the film. And then when the ad is finished, we'll let you know. And then that way we'll also give a timestamp, so that way we can still continue being in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure, though, even if you're not interested in checking out Thanksgiving, I'm pretty sure the audio commentary itself will be a fun listen to on its own, regardless. Yeah. So, let's do this. Marcy Batch, are you ready for some turkey time gobble-gobble?
Oh.
With Thanksgiving.
I'm never ready, but let's do this.
Somewhat ready?
Let's do this in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And let's hope the movie plays. Yes, it's playing. Thank goodness for that. Gravitas Ventures.
It should have been called Gravy Ventures, since there's a turkey in this movie.
I mean, I could go for some gravy right now.
Gravy.
I love me some gravy.
It's not cranberry sauce.
The year is 1621, the olden days. What the fuck? Moments after the very first Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Are we going back to the first Thanksgiving? What is this?
Yes, we are.
What is this? Oh, baby! What?
Nipple fair.
Wow.
Jesus. We're starting the film off with tits. Close-up tits.
This is like Golden Temple Amazons all over again.
Jesus!
It is.
She's just standing there scared with her tits out. What is this?
She's gone from pilgrim to pill tits.
What is happening?
It's totally Golden Temple Amazons.
What is this? She's close up of boobies jiggling.
in the woods.
Oh, she fell.
Oh.
I think this pilgrim might have one day left till retirement.
Well, luckily her boobs, like, softened her fall.
I think so. What the fuck is that?!
That's the turkey.
What?!
The turkey's a puppet.
Jesus!
Yes.
So, I'm guessing the moral of the story is colonialism is wrong.
Yes.
The moral of the story is If you don't want to kill, be killed. If you don't want to be killed by a homicidal turkey, don't have your boobs out.
No. Well, either that or just, you know, don't go and invade a country. That's probably lesson to learn, because the turkey will get you.
But I mean, as long as you got your boobs out, it's okay. Apparently. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what to think right now. I'm just...
Chuck Dead Body Guy Lab? That's a person's name.
General Bastard!
You bastard!
You're a bastard.
Wanderlust. And Wanderlust.
Does this star that... porn stars, or...?
Well, Wanderlust was the big boobed woman we just saw before.
Well, she's dead.
Yeah, well, that we'll never see her again.
At least she got her credit.
Yes.
She got her credit, and we saw boobies, so...
Boobies.
I mean, this movie really started off like, here's a nipple straight at you.
I think it peaked too soon.
It really did. Can it live up to that?
I'm kind of, like, curious at Wanderlust's filmography, so some of her titles include...
Oh, please, inform us.
Bust a Nut 5, Bust a Nut 6, Milf Shakes.
Milf Shakes?
Girls Swirl. Yes.
Milf Shakes might be my new favorite movie.
40 Plus Video Magazine 46. Okay, also, what else is here? Her first older woman, too. Ooh. And finally, Mature Women Unleashed 3.
Mature Backdoor Sluts 10.
Yes.
Look at this fucking jock fuck.
Oh, more booby fair.
More booby fair, but not the boobies we want.
At least this movie's equal opportunity.
It is.
Well, that is true.
You get man boobs and women boobs.
They should have said it.
Whoa, wait, we got a bra on. Come on. Titsgiving!
#Titsgiving.
#Titsgiving. We're all in.
Meanwhile, let's zoom up this movie so we can make it run less than an
hour. Look at that fucking nerd!
Yeah, this is totally a 2B Tuesday movie.
Yes.
It really is, Aaron.
Well,
you picked geniusly.
Well, I can definitely say this dude is definitely a nominee for the biggest fucking nerd award.
Oh, definitely. You better mark that down, Bede.
I am totally marking it down.
Mark it down for our 2023 awards.
He's even got his buttons done all the way up to his neck.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd.
Like, I'm guessing this is a college, and when you're at college, like, you can be any age, but again, they kind of look really old to be
hanging. 30s.
Yeah, they look too old to be, like, I don't know, doing anything.
This is the most mismatched friend group I've ever seen.
What is this? It's like throwing in the most random people. I mean, okay, equal friendship opportunities.
Look at that gun show.
He wants the nerd to touch it.
I think I'm in love.
What is going on? Ew.
Inappropriate.
This is gross.
This nerd is balding. Fucking nerd.
You think he would have
grown
out of this nerd phase by, you know, being 50 years old, but...
I was going to say, he looks at least 50. And everybody else, other than the girls, everybody else looks like they're almost approaching 40.
True.
See, this is why it makes sense to have characters who are at least college.
Oh, Wild Secrets!
Wild Secrets!
Wild Secrets! Hey, welcome back.
Oh. Thank goodness this ad has finally come, because I can finally talk about that story.
Hold on,
six minutes, 05,
guys.
Yes.
See that blonde woman right there?
Yes. I was on Bumble one day, and she popped up on my Bumble.
But she didn't give you a like.
No, I thought, you know what? I'm curious because she is like a feminist icon in Australia. So I thought, you know what? I'll swipe right, because I'm curious to see what happens. and she didn't even swipe right on me.
Well, maybe if she maybe she hasn't seen it yet.
Well, probably. Although I was just legit shocked that she was on there.
I mean, true. But I'm so glad we got the Wild Secrets back.
Exactly.
All right, almost at the end of the ads. Sorry.
Oh, excuse me, love. It's Thanksgiving. You should be eating turkey, not salad.
Why is he eating a big lamb chop in the office like that?
This has to be some kind of, like, HelloFresh.
I think it's light and easy. Yeah.
Ah, light and easy.
All right, we're back. 6 minutes, 6 seconds.
Meanwhile,
like I said, probably every 5 minutes, Tubi's going to give us ads.
Yes, they
will. Oh, hello, Lassie.
Get that dog out of the shot.
He accidentally, this dog just showed up to set one day.
Oh no, this is not, I'm a dog in a horror movie, I better run away or something.
Who's this redneck geezer?
He looks like Chris Elliott being left out in the sun for 10 hours.
First of all, I wasn't talking about American Thanksgiving, the Canadian Thanksgiving's the real Thanksgiving, it's a month earlier.
See, I was right, it's in October, isn't it? Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yay! I'm learning.
You almost, if I had water in my mouth just then, Marcy, you would have made me do a
speech. Yeah.
I'm thankful for all the titties in this car, including mine.
Oh, shit. I gotta go, guys, just one second.
Yeah, that's okay. Uh-oh, it's gonna get weird.
It is! It's gonna get weird, because this is a first. Usually it's you, Marcy, who leads.
I know! Batch has wifely, husbandly duties for his wifely.
Exactly. Although the question is, one of these girls just asks, what is poon?
What is poon? It is a poontang.
The poon. Oh, meanwhile, flashbacks!
Meanwhile, it's become the room. When I was playing football!
First of
all. Oh shit, Bean's frozen!
Well, when you play football.
Now he's unfrozen, I don't know what's going on!
Okay, I can now tell whenever I'm frozen on screen because everyone else is frozen except me, so I just turn no just to stop talking and wait till it gets back to normal.
Try that again!
Yes. First of all. It's the American tradition to always have flashbacks when you're thinking about football fighting!
If it's Thanksgiving, you play football!
Because if you don't play football, you're a liberal, commie, hippie, Democrat who likes to take vaccines for a virus that doesn't exist!
And you took the derbs!
Those turkeys are stealing out jobs!
That turkey stole my job!
First of all, Jason, Michael, and Leatherface, they're great serial killers, and that damn turkey is taking their serial killer jobs!
We haven't seen the turkey again yet.
First of all, I think you should all be hailing Gaiku Kaiju!
Oh, hail Gaiku Kaiju.
Wow. We know we're in trouble when the minions get organized.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So I have no idea what's going on in this movie. I'm assuming they're going away for the weekend.
Yeah, they're going away for Thanksgiving weekend, all five of them.
For some reason. Are they going to stay at this guy's outhouse or?
Yes. Yes, they are. No.
Somebody gave my dog a vaccine.
Hey, Lassie, come back here and help me straighten up my hair.
Speaking of Lassie.
Okay, so how do we link this to the previous movie? How do we link this to Killer Clowns?
Well, this one's a little bit more easier because we had, like, Killer Clowns.
He's taking a piss on whatever that thing was.
So we can imagine that the Killer Turkey came from the same planet as the Killer Clowns from outer space. He's an alien as well.
The dog has taken a piss on a totem, which has awakened the turkey.
Oh, no!
The dog died, and that's why Freddy's barking. He's pissed.
Poor Freddy.
I'm so sorry that we've got Freddy barking in the background.
I didn't even hear him.
Oh, that's all right. Probably just my loudness overtakes it.
Hey, Rod Swanson. Thank you, baby.
It looks like Cheech.
It's low.
What's with the fake mustache?
I was about to say, that's so fake! Ew.
Yeah.
She took a dump in the coffee to get back at her husband.
I mean, do you blame her? He's wearing that fake mustache.
How could you take a dump in the coffee? I might as well keep drinking, though. Still good. It's a little nutty, but it's good.
It's a little shitty, but I'll keep going. Freddie.
Now, honey, did you...
No, don't go under the desk.
Now, honey, do you make sure to bring my mustache cleaner down, because I need more glue for it.
I need my mustache comb. It's going to fall off.
It looks like it is about to fall.
It does! It looks like he trimmed someone's hair and made it into a mustache.
Is this like the Craven cosplay that you get off Wish?
Yes. Can Craven confirm this?
Allegedly!
But the thing is, the Craven cosplay you get off Wish is with a C, not with a K.
That's a fine product from Craven Co. Send me $9.95, I send you your own mustache.
Alright. It better be quality though, Craven.
Exactly.
Pete, who won the poll? Did I win that award or no? You were supposed to do a poll.
No, it's still a tie, Craven. It's still very much
a
tie.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Once it's read out loud, it's still a tie.
God damn it, we'll never know.
Exactly.
Oh no, their car broke down. How are they ever going to eat their turkey dinner and pumpkin pie?
Did somebody say pumpkin pie?
No, I didn't! I didn't!
God damn it!
I didn't say it!
Wait a second. You are watching a Thanksgiving movie and it's not Blood Rage?
We've already done that movie, Louise.
We did it,
but that's beside the point. You should always watch Blood Rage every Thanksgiving, even though it's not Thanksgiving. I'm very upset by this, so I'm gonna actually make a call to the manager.
What? Louise!
I'm gonna make a call to the manager.
Son of a bitch.
No, hold on a second. I'm gonna play up my rotary phone. Hold on.
Jesus.
So,
God.
I'm making a call, because I'm not happy about you not watching Blood Rage.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway,
where the fuck did she get a rotary phone? It's 2022.
Hello, officer. It's me, Louise Lasser. Now, you don't seem to understand. They're watching a movie that isn't Thanksgiving. That isn't Blood Rage. I'm very upset by this. Now, this is a real emergency. What's the matter with you?
Quit laughing, Louise.
Ma'am, this is KFC.
Alright, well, I have 4 buckets of KFC, a couple of fries, and also a milkshake. But anyways, and also a lot of pumpkin pie. But anyways, I'll call back later.
Alright.
So I got my rotary phone, my special Louise Lasser rotary phone that has my picture on it. So, I'll talk to you all later.
She's got sponsorship?
She's sponsored by Rotary Phones.
Anyways, though, I'm very upset by this, so I'm going to go hunt down that Craven.
All right.
Because I need some warm and warm cuddles right now, so I'll talk to you later. Bye.
That was weird.
Where enough did she get a actual rotary phone
from? With a picture on it?
Yeah, so that's like showed up out of nowhere.
Wait, what the fuck is going on now?
Flashback.
Oh, no, it's gone. It's an animated flashback.
What the hell? Those are the longest animated nipples I've ever seen. What?
Oh my gosh. My boyfriend was a pilgrim. Oh my gosh.
What is up with this?
So apparently all pilgrim women back in the day always had their boobs out.
Apparently. Why is there a hanging penis? And an octopus! I don't know what's going on!
Every 505 years,
the turkey comes back to take revenge.
Okay. Maybe. This movie has everything, apparently.
Yes.
and it costs like $10 to make.
I reckon it did, actually. I just have no idea what's going on, and I can't handle it. I'm also scared.
Let me tell you a little something. I'm going to give it to you straight about that turkey killer.
It fucks you before it kills you. Oh.
Yes.
I didn't go to acting school, and I've never acted. I don't know what this is.
Oh my gosh, what's acting? That's amazing. Oh my gosh.
I'm so good at this acting thing. I think I'm so believable. I'm even pretending to sip my drink.
I may not be a good actor, but I got a BA in being a babe. So yeah.
Is this our new character, Valley Girl?
Yes. Valley Girls.
I can't riff on that, so.
Oh, God.
Nerd.
Nerd.
Fucking nerd.
That nerd was very disappointed that the girls decided to share a tent together.
Hi there.
Oops, Batch is on the phone.
Yeah, I'll bring, someone will be down in a second.
Jeez. It's all happening for Batch today.
I know. It's going weird again.
Oh, no, he has to go again.
Where's my damn dog?
Where's that dog?
That dog better not have taken that vaccine.
Oh no, it took the vaccine! That is such a... That's a hand puppet!
It is a hand puppet.
It's made out of the same stuff they made Edward Penis hands with.
I had to send my assistant down to the lobby.
Freddy, don't sit under the desk. You're gonna unplug something. Come on the bed. Get on the bed. Come here.
Hey, look, it's Ted Nugent.
Hi, Fred. Come sit up here. Come on.
I want to act like that guy.
Come here. Sorry.
Beat, how many subscribers for that outfit?
Come on.
Oh, that's an easy outfit to make, so it's only like 3 more subscribers. Come on. So if you want to see me wear that outfit, sign up to the Super Network Patreon.
Come on.
And then I will, the more subscribers we get, the more outfits I will wear.
You know one thing that's going to be different about this year, guys?
Yes.
What's that?
We're going to actually have to force Bede to actually wear these outfits.
Yes, we will.
Yes, it's going to happen.
Freddy's co-hosting now.
No. Freddy's a turkey.
He is.
Probably gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Bloody noises. Come on the bed, Bubba. Go on
the back, boy. Wait, the cop that we saw earlier with the weird mustache, that's her dad?
That's her dad.
Why do you think she was on the phone to him for?
I know that, but still, he looks at least to be like her great grandfather.
Did you think she was ringing the grandpa sex line or something?
I mean, I knew it was like relatives, but I've forgotten that it was her dad. I thought it was like her grandfather.
For the person who's seen this before.
Yes. I mean,
just because he saw it doesn't mean he was paying attention.
No, that's true. I mean, oh no! Ah!
Oh my gosh! It's a puppet! She's not even screaming. She's laughing.
Did he just call her a bitch?
Yes.
Oh my god! It is a smart talking turkey.
Yes.
But at least it's not talking jive.
Well, no. Jesus, Kristen, what happened to you?
There's a talking turkey and he called me a bitch. Oh
There's
my
a talking
god.
Turkey. I saw a talking turkey and it looked at me.
And the toaster's trying to kill me.
Yes.
Oh my god, turkeys don't do that. You're stupid.
Okay, according to trivia, the opening scene with Wanderlust was shot without a permit in a public park.
And everybody saw that day.
some boys who saw that became men that day. I want big boobs, Mama. I want women with big boobs.
And the baby that was there tried to get milk from her, but just didn't work. What the fuck? That was a stuffed animal. Do they?
Yes, he's on fire. He's perfectly fine.
Is going on?
I just start sounding like a surfer dude. It's like, gnarly, his stomach's taken out, man.
I'm a surfer nerd. I'm a surfer nerd, dude.
I'm a surfer nerd, dude. Are they even aware that something just randomly got thrown on the fire?
Oh, man, we're gonna have something to eat now.
It was, what they don't know, it was the silicon from the boobies earlier.
Yes.
I am. Oh my god. I'm tired. Hey, fuck you!
Now, according to trivia, this film was written.
He's gonna go jerk off in the tent.
He will. He gets off on seeing her knee through the pants.
He's gonna baste that turkey.
Ew. He's got his sock ready and everything.
Ew. I'll think about it. Alright, I'll have sex with you. Oh my gosh.
Why is he wrapped up in a bloody sleeping bag?
Because he's cold.
Wild secrets!
Secrets!
Wild secrets again!
2206.
So, do you like turkey bases? Well, we have something that's similar for you at Wild Secrets.
And the lady that said no to Bede on Bumble.
See, I'm just going to say it right now. That lady, who is a very famous person in Australia, she missed out on a good thing.
She did. I want to know what's up with that, like, three-way at the end there.
I'm disturbed by their faces.
What the fuck is that?
We've gone from talking turkeys to talking rams.
Jesus. It is utterly terrifying.
Like... And he's jerking off behind the bush.
Ew.
And those still.
I'm not saying a word. At least the ads are quick today.
And also these ads have things to do with what we're watching, because we've seen sexy time, then we saw a talking animal and people driving through like wooded areas.
And now we're at the supermarket?
Shoe store.
No, something?
Yeah, I think this is a HelloFresh ad, I think.
Yeah, because you can't find fresh ingredients at the bare supermarket shelves.
Well, to be fair.
To be fair.
Given everything that's going on with supermarkets in Australia at the moment, it's probably because nothing's in stock.
Well, apparently people are just buying up things and there is stock, but now they can't refill it in time. 2208 peeps.
Canada, things are just getting way too expensive with groceries.
Oh, yeah, it's way too expensive as well. It's like, I just spent $1 billion just to get a loaf of bread. Damn turkey, I'm gonna fuck you tonight.
I'm gonna fuck that turkey.
What the?
He's okay.
The turkey took a shit on the fat guy.
I think it did.
It did.
But why?
Because it could.
It could. Because it's an asshole.
But why?
Buzz off, old man.
It's not my fault I'm this guy.
I'm not old. I'm only 19 years old.
I'm only 19.
He's a hot Canadian 19.
This what happens when you take a vaccine or some shit.
I'm gonna kill that turkey, then I'm gonna kill that talking sheep from that ad.
Really say something. When that redneck guy looks way younger than the nerd.
It really does. It really does. Oh my god.
Well, that was a weird coincidence. Let's drive out of here.
Hey ho, let's go. So, do we get to see more of this fucking turkey, or what's the story?
Yes, yes, we do.
I feel really sad that we haven't seen much of it yet.
I mean, the movie's only an hour.
Yeah. I know, like, you don't have that much time. We're almost halfway through. Come on, guys. Oh, he said the turkey!
Kristen said. Big fucking deal.
Well, this film was directed by Jordan Downey, and he also, besides writing and directing and also creating the puppet of the turkey in the movie, he also does the voice of the turkey.
I was like, the turkey has a voice? And it's like, wait, yeah, it did talk. Duh. Don't mind me, I'm losing the plot, it's fine. Oh my god, I want to date the turkey. I think it's going to be my sugar daddy. I mean, you're the cool kids, right?
Whatever. Can we just go back? These are the cool kids?
I was about to say, these are the cool kids?
It's a very decrepit college.
I was gonna say, something up with this college, man. Johnny,
also, according to trivia, Wanderlust was cast off Craigslist.
Did she reply to an ad, or did she have an ad up on Craigslist?
I think it's insinuating they had an ad on Craigslist for auditions, and she said yes, or maybe she had an ad herself. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Maybe we can hire Wanderlust for.
Oh, there's that turkey again.
Hello, I'm the turkey.
I brokered the deal for her. I'm our agent, Louis Lasseter. I made 75% on that deal.
The nerd's dad is gonna fuck the turkey.
That dude kind of looks like Angry Video Game Nerd.
Yeah.
I thought it was the nerd's dad. Now that's what I call a tight ass. Oh my god, he wants to fuck the turkey!
He's gonna get a blowjob from the turkey.
No, I think he's fucking it in his behind! But the turkey get a gun! Please, mister, please. What the fuck is this movie? I'm scared.
You wanna
I'm terrified.
Hey, mister.
Don't like it.
You missed it. You want to blow me? How about I blow you first?
Ew. Stop that.
Why would anyone go out of their way to go fuck a turkey?
Why would you want to fuck a turkey? You can go to Wild Fucking Secrets, dude.
Oh!
Whoa. That hey, it's those rams.
The turkey's going to drive.
I like the sheep are like, oh, well. How can a turkey drive? It's got wings and legs. How does it work?
I don't know, and I'm scared. I don't know where to look at this point.
Oh my god, Wanderlust was in Thanksgiving 3.
Yes.
Oh, well, we'll probably be doing that one day.
Thanks for driving me, Jenny. I really appreciate it. Should totally come.
I should fuck you like you're a turkey. Oh my gosh.
I don't like the fact that this movie has turkey fucking in it. Or at least attempted turkey fucking.
I mean, if they wanted to base the turkey, that was not what we were referring to.
It did not want to be based with jizz.
Bye guys.
What, that was their camping trip? That was it?
Well, they're going to her parents' house now.
But they just dropped her off!
Yeah, because they're on their way home from college, but they had to stay at the night because there was a problem with their car, so they had to stay and camp for the night.
No, I don't think any of that actually happened. Is this guy, like, meant to hunt the turkey, or...?
Yes, because it killed his dog.
Are we sure he doesn't want to fuck it, though?
He's gonna John Wick that turkey.
Oh, hi, Johnny. I didn't know it was you.
What, he has to knock at his own house?
Yes.
How come the mom looks his age?
I was going to say his mom looks younger than him.
I reckon. Don't even come inside, son. Stay outside. You're a disappointment to us all.
We don't allow quarterbacks in this house.
Meanwhile, the dad looks like his great-grandfather.
Why does the guy who's playing the quarterback look like one of the guys from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
It's Mac.
It's Mac. Wow.
There is like a 40 age difference between the dad and mum.
It's just like Leonardo DiCaprio and his new girlfriend.
It is Leonardo DiCaprio
it's
and his
gross.
New girlfriend. But as long as it's consensual, it's okay.
His dad knows what's up. Look at the size of that butt.
He's gonna fuck the turkey with that. Is the turkey, now, like, hitchhiking to get the kids? Not that they're kids, yes. But the people?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Hello, great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
I have some great news.
Yeah?
I fucked a turkey, Dad! I'm a quarterback, ain't you proud of fucked a turkey?
Well, first of all, son, I am not proud of you. I didn't want you to be a million-dollar-making quarterback. I wanted you to be a stripper.
Are you gonna be a stripper or
not? Oh, no!
Oh, no.
The fuck, where did it come from?
It just decapitated the dad.
Decapitation!
I don't get what's going on.
And he stole his cigar.
What? How did that happen so quickly? Why?
So he just drives away.
Don't call the police. No. Nothing.
Don't attempt to capture the turkey. You know, if he's a quarterback, he could have thrown his dad's head at the turkey.
Fucking turkey.
What? Who's this guy?
I think it's her boyfriend, who lives in town.
Oh my god, I'm lost and I have no idea what's going on. What else is new?
This is what happens when the Tubi doesn't provide captions for their movies.
Right, I need clothes. I can't hear without my closed captions. The turkey, knock, knock, knock.
Oh,
Jesus! That's not how fucking works.
She's still wearing her, like, skirt. And it's not even, like, up for easier access. It
no,
is, like,
it's
down.
Down. His pants are on.
Yeah.
They're fucking the bunny rabbit? What?
I think so.
I'm so- That's a camera, not a phone! This is not how- The turkey's having a threesome!
Oh, ew, no!
Just want to let everybody know, this is not how you have sex. Oh my god,
The turkey is cuddling the woman.
The turkey is penetrating her!
She's having a cuddle.
How do you not tell the difference?
Now
oh
she's
my god,
stuff.
It... turkey basted her vagina.
We shouldn't be laughing at this because, you know, what it, the type of scene it is, but I mean, it's so ridiculous.
It's
and he just
really stupid!
It just snapped her neck.
Just a message for all the turkeys out there. Don't cuddle. You need to get consent first.
Yes.
Exactly. And especially if your head looks like a penis. Because it does in this
Some
movie.
People might be into that. You could be alright, turkey.
I love how the turkey just teleports all over the place.
It does. It's really like Jason Voorhees or something. This guy looks like Angry Video Game Nerd's dad. And the other guy looked like his dad.
Yes.
Oh my god, he just pulled... I found this feather in her vagina.
Ew.
Ew, it's jizz covered.
Yeah.
Ew.
The turkey used protection?
Yes.
What?
Well, we'll give the turkey credit. At least it knows, say, sex.
I mean, it didn't stealth her, I suppose.
Yeah. And also, it got those items from Wild Secrets.
It did. Get your condoms at Wild Secrets.
Cranberry flavored condoms available at Wild Secrets. Get your official Blood Rage cranberry sauce condoms at Wild Secrets.
Yes.
We need to pitch that to Wild Secrets. There's only
one way to. Did somebody say Blood Rage?
No, he didn't!
God damn it!
Not again!
I'm back.
Back again?
I still say you're not watching Blood Rage.
Luis, okay, I gotta ask you a question. So, with all your success that you've had recently, correct? I heard a little rumor that you're working on an exercise tape. Is this true?
Oh, yes, honey.
I am working on an exercise tape.
What?
It's called Louise Lasser's pumpkin pie workout. So basically what you do, and this, you need special equipment. So one of the exercises, I'll give you a sneak preview of this video. So what you do, grab the rotary phone.
3411, go.
The rotary phone. You put your finger in the rotary phone. Mm. Then you go, and then answer. And then answer. And then do it again. And then it adds up. And you keep doing that at least 100 times until you get at least 1 inch of muscle. Like, it's a very long workout, but it's very rewarding. And also, at the same time, while you're on the phone, you can also order out a pumpkin pie and red wine.
Oh. Sounds like a very intriguing tape.
You can also do curls with a rotary phone. You can work your biceps.
Oh, yes, you can do this. You can do that. You gotta lift that. Get it in there. And also, if you want an even more extreme workout, you gotta do it like it's...
Oh, don't scare yourself, Louise.
I'll go this way so you can see my face on the phone. And also, you gotta work your vocal cords. So you pick up your ring 911. Then you say, you put the phone up to your head. And then you say, what's the matter with you? This is a real emergency! And you'd put the phone down, ring 911, and then call again. It's an amazing workout, and it's worth at least $9.99 at all retail shops anywhere. That's Louise Lasser's Pumpkin Pie Workout, coming soon to all stores everywhere. But anyways, I gotta get going. I'll see you all later. Bye.
We're back at 3412, and I think Wild Secrets, for some reason, have sponsored the workout tape.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah, get your official Louise Lasser VHS workout tape in 2023.
Yes. Only on VHS.
And
only on VHS.
And this is why, people, you should subscribe to our Patreon so you get the video versions. What the fuck is that?!
So the dad is dressed up as a turkey, and the turkey is dressed up as a human being.
Yes.
I got nothing! I got nothing. I don't know what's going on. Why is the turkey wearing that?
And that's a different fake mustache.
It is! And why is he wearing a turkey costume that's glittery? Why did he invite the turkey in for fucking tea? Do people see the turkey as a person? I'm so confused.
Well, he's in disguise. It's a disguise, yes. It's a very stupid disguise, but somehow it works.
What was that guy's excuse in the car when he wanted to fuck the turkey?
Well, he just wanted to fuck a turkey.
I think he just wanted to fuck a turkey.
Indeed.
The fake eyebrows are more realistic than the guy's fake moustache. My brain hurts. Ew, is he drinking the poo coffee?
Yes.
No, this is tea. This is
pretty damn awkward. Oh, it might be poo tea. I'm gonna take off now. Say
hello to Kristen for me, okay? Oh, no. Okay, so the turkey came by to kill his daughter, but the daughter's not there, so now this is kind of awkward. So.
But this still doesn't explain why the dad is dressed like a fucking turkey.
I think he's going to some kind of Thanksgiving, like, show or parade or something like that.
But it's midnight.
Or party?
Oh my god. How does this movie have follow-ups?
Well, to be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
It's only one follow-up.
Oh, okay. Still.
And mind you, the director of this movie made it during between his junior year and senior year of college.
So did he find his actors at, like, the senior citizens college, or...?
Apparently he held auditions in his garage.
Did he do it from Craigslist as well?
Most likely, yes. I'm assuming.
Intriguing. What the fuck?!
He's wearing
his face! Oh, hi, Dad. You suddenly look very turkey-like.
It better to... It's, better to it's, be feathery with you, my dear.
It's leather-faced turkey.
It's feather-face.
Does she think her dad suddenly became 1 foot tall and looks like a turkey? I don't get it. Dad, we need to use
your collection of books. Allegedly, yes. Because everyone in this movie is stupid.
Like, I thought the parents in South Park were fucking stupid. I don't think they're this stupid. Dad, you and your rapidly fading I have nothing. I cannot process this movie. I have nothing.
Well, you can't blame
it's halfway over.
Yes.
Aaron picked the most to-be fucking movie we could possibly do.
Yes.
Oh my god. How do they think it's the dad?
Well, he's got a mustache.
Oh my god. Is the mum gonna fuck the turkey?
No, the mum walked out.
The mum walked out. She wants that divorce.
Oh, that's why she took a shit in the coffee.
But here's the thing, though. That face, like the leather face of the dad thing on the turkey, is much smaller than the... It's so small.
It's got to fit on the turkey somehow.
Indeed.
What are they doing?
Science. Research.
They gotta find some information to stop the killer turkey.
And he's just, I'm going to eat my chips.
Yes.
Oh my god. My brain hurts.
All right, guys. We got to find the script of this movie somewhere.
There was a script? That's why they could never find it. There was no script.
Yes.
Is he learning to read?
He is.
High five, you learned to read.
That the fat guy in this movie is the grown-up version of that little fat kid from Return to Swamp Thing.
Yes.
Yes.
See, this ties into the whole Tubi cinematic universe.
But I still reckon that the turkey... Like, in terms of... Because now we know the turkey was brought to life by a curse. So I like to imagine
a dog
that...
pissed on a totem and brought the turkey back.
Yes.
That was 5 minutes. How very Nightmare on Elm Street 4 of them.
But I'm also going to assume that this town that they're in is also the same town from Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
You know what? That's possible.
They not only do they have to deal with killer clowns, but they also have to deal with killer turkeys as well.
Killer horny turkeys.
And also, tying it back to our other movie, Titanic 666, the girl used like a spell book to bring the dead back to life. What if that book was also used to resurrect?
That's the spell book.
Yes, that created the turkey.
I think phase 3 is about this spell book.
Well, it could be.
I like this.
Oh no, it's got math! None of us know how to do math, not even the nerd!
2 plus 2 is 80, right?
Yes. 2 plus 2 is 4. Thanks, Bonnie. How can you be thinking about food at a time like this? My brain hurts.
Don't worry, Marcy, there's only 20 minutes left in this movie.
Pardon me.
Actually, I will say this, the director
Turkeyology? They have a turkeyology book. Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck?
That's the sheriff. Or the dad, I should say.
It was. He doesn't have a face no more.
He looks like he's got tomato paste all over his face.
Because he does. Look how small the face is on the turkey compared to the face! That's not how anything works!
Oh man, I just put it all together just now!
Oh my god.
You got me.
Uh-oh.
Slow motion. No turkey looks like that.
No. Why are you bothering us? Daddy, no!
Why are you bothering us?
Why are you buffering us?
Yeah, see? So it's payback. I'm here to kill any white person. It's all about, colonialism is wrong. That's the moral of the story, guys. How are they just having a casual conversation with a fucking turkey with a dead dad in front of them?
Ah! Hashtag woke turkey.
It is a woke turkey. Damn you, turkey.
It's a wokey.
They're so angry it's woke.
I will have one in every episode.
Just one.
There's so many close-ups in this movie! I'm hungry.
Let's go cook that turkey.
Let alone her dad is dead, not like 2 feet from her.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't seem to be bothered by that at all.
Nope. Well,
freaked out by the fact that she was thought she was talking to her dad, but it was a turkey wearing his face.
And it was like that big! I don't know.
Yes.
I got nothing. I'm not going to be braining for the rest of my life after watching this. I'm struggling. Sorry for your loss, Kristen.
Why do I look like that guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Why do I look like Mac? We'll never be the same again. Hey. It's all my fault. Does that mean the turkey's Danny DeVito?
Yes. Oh my gosh. They should do like a remake of this movie and have Danny DeVito as the voice of the turkey. That would be amazing.
I got nothing. I can't even make jokes.
See, Aaron, if you're listening to this show right now, you have stumped Marcy with your.
You've broken Marcy. I think that was her plan.
Yes, it is.
Her dad just is fucking dead on the floor, and he's like, it's time to make out.
Hey, baby, it's turkey time. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
She wants to do some gobble, gobble, know what I'm saying?
Gobble, gobble, bubber. Yeah, he kind of does look like Mac. Okay,
so... And he does, this fucking nerd here looks like angry video game nerd.
He looks like he's if he was angry video game nerd's dad.
Or like the angry video game nerd you buy off Wish.
Yes!
No, it's Asylum video game nerd.
Yes! That's it, you got it. You see, if you're having the worst time in your life, all you need to do is just do a podcast about movies on Tubi and all your worries are just gone.
Alright, so just to recap, where we are through phase three of this show. In Titanic 666, Adeline McCord's character is the sister of the cop in Killer Clowns from Outer Space, and the town in Killer Clowns from Outer Space is the same one that's in this movie, but also the Book of Spells that's in Titanic 666 was also used to create this evil turkey.
Mm.
And also, I'm just going to put it out there as well, maybe it also kind of signaled the Killer Clowns to come down and kill everyone in town.
What is this?
He is so hungry, he reckons he can see a turkey.
And he's eating an invisible turkey somehow?
Yes. That's how it works.
What is this? I don't get it.
What is going on?
What's going on? What? I gotta work out. What is this? What's happening? Oh. Who am I?
Oh.
What?
Wait a second. Something's happening.
What the fuck?
Damn, I knew I shouldn't have... Damn, I shouldn't have made out with that facehugger.
What?
Was there a shotgun that came out of his stomach?
The turkey had a shotgun in his tummy. I don't know what's happening.
That's what I call foul play.
I don't understand.
This movie has broken Marcy.
It's broken my brain beyond repair.
Billy, no!
Not Billy! All his guts went that way. And his head went that way.
His best friend.
Spread my ashes over the buffet. I want my ashes to be mixed with gravy. I apologize for my jokes.
Never apologize, babe.
Yes, I never. I'm sorry, but not sorry at the same time.
Never sorry. Never be sorry.
I'll fix your belly. You're still good.
You're just a little dead. You're still good. He's still breathing, though. Jesus.
Oh, the bromance of all ages.
It was.
And we're just going to have close-ups of this guts.
So this turkey has powers that I can't even comprehend.
And it changes from scene to scene. Like it's turkey powers.
It does, and I got nothing.
This scene has been going on for 10 minutes.
We get it, dude. She wasn't even this upset when her dad died.
I know.
Oh my god.
This is almost...
This is you and Batch on your ice cream dates.
Yes. This is almost on the level of bromance, like, like in No Retreat, No Surrender.
Yes. You got a friend in me. Sorry, I totally forgot to even do a Randy Newman impression.
You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
Whoa! What?
See, they have gone with the emotional element of their friendship with him dying, and yet that girl's dad, she's like, whatever.
Yeah, she really did. Can you and Batch recreate this?
Yes. We will recreate this section of the movie if we get 10 more subscribers.
Yes. Fuck yeah, let's go. You're my best friend! Anyway. Just leave his body there, whatevs.
Who am I gonna have a bromance with now? I guess I have to talk to real girls now.
No, you're just gonna befriend the turkey.
Salad and dressings.
Oh my god, the turkey's jacking off to...
No, it's making a salad.
He's tossing salad.
I mean, he's tossing the salad, so...
He's tossing the salad, but an actual salad, not the other type.
No, I think he's doing both, actually. While he's jerking off to baste...
Ew.
He's got a baste... A dressing, sorry, to the salad.
You're going to have to add a bit of dressing to that salad.
Who's
if you
in this
to
tent?
Have
it's barely a tent that's put together.
Yeah, it's the turkey. I mean, the turkey has little wings. How's it going to put a tent together?
How did he rip a man's face off, Bede? How did he get in a man's stomach with a shotgun?
Well, with these, like, little, little claws.
You can't explain this movie.
And its beak.
And its beak.
Johnny! The main entrance of a tent.
Oh, by the way, you look so sexy, Johnny. You look so sexy. Ha ha ha.
You look so sexy, Lisa. You want to avenge Billy's death or not?
The nerd has more of a reason to seek revenge than the girl did with her dad.
I can't even. I really can't even. This is either the greatest film we've done for this show, or the greatest film we've done for this show. I don't know.
I think it's back to form for this show.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think Phase 3 has gotten off to a really good start with Titanic 666, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, now this. The pressure's on for next episode, because it's my pick.
Indeed.
But, I think I'm going to deliver the goods. I'm not telling you what it is. What do
you
think you're doing? You
kids can't kill me, assholes. You can't kill me, assholes. I'm a turkey. How is it? What?
Tying up the turkey.
Why don't they just cook him in an oven?
Yeah, just put him in an oven.
How could you not just pick up that stupid turkey and dump him in, like, acid waste or something? Toxic waste? No, wait, then it'd be a toxic Avenger turkey.
Yes.
Oh, no, dump him in acid, then he dissolves. That's better.
That turkey's not from Tromaville, so...
Mm.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, this is a total Troma. I'm surprised this Troma didn't have anything to do with this. This could have been
a Troma movie. This could have been a Full Moon or Troma movie, easily.
So, yeah, this is why at some point one of us is going to have to pick Poultry Guys, Night of the Chicken Dead, so that way we can tie this film and that film together.
Definitely.
And I know that's on Tubi, that movie.
Are they doing a spell to get rid of it?
Yes.
Okay. Even the most obvious, I still don't know what's happening. I'm going to have to tell Aaron that this movie... just about destroyed us all.
Mainly you, Marcy.
Mainly me.
Yes.
I didn't think I'd see a movie where a man was willingly wanting to fuck a turkey, but here we are.
Among other things.
Life is weird.
Light it up, that turkey.
How did he get away?
See, these guys...
Wait, where did he come from?
Oh!
Whoa! Straight in the turkey trash! Was straight in the
we forgot about Ted Nugent.
We totally did. I'm so confused.
The library that just then was like Keanu Reeves as, where did that turkey go?
Where did the turkey go, man?
Oh, man.
You got him a turkey.
Yep, he's dead.
Well, he was still moving a second ago. Oh, shit.
Nice shot. And Marcy, he only had 2 days left till retirement.
He did. If they know what's good for them, they're gonna light that on fucking fire. Killed that goddamn turkey and
avenged the death of my dog, old Flashy. Yeah, I'm really sorry about your dog.
He's cut up about his dog being killed
by
the turkey.
She doesn't give two shits about her dad being dead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Like, everyone else is cut up by, you know, a loved one being killed.
Uh-oh.
Except for her
dad. Uh-oh. The turkey's changing color. Well,
I've got to go, kids, here. I got to go, kids!
I gotta go perform in a musical called The Turkey Man.
Well, I gotta get going so I can attend my next anti-vax meeting.
Then after that, I got an anti-vest meeting. I got a busy afternoon.
Anti-vest meeting.
Anti-vestas. I guess that makes him cool, right? Set the fucking thing on fire, you dumb shits! We just killed the
most demonic turkey. There's about 10 minutes left of this movie.
I'm still like.
It's not like that turkey's gonna come back alive and kill us.
I want the turkey to kind of kill everyone. I think I'm on the turkey side, actually. Oh, hello, Fresh again. Timestamp 55:55.
So you're in the hankering for some Thanksgiving-style meals? Well, order some stuff from Hello Fresh.
You too can toss a salad like the turkey.
Do you fancy fucking a turkey? Well, instead of doing that, get one of our toys from Wild Secrets.
Although, we have ones that look like turkey dicks.
They probably do.
Yes.
Some dildos again, look a bit disturbing, not gonna lie.
Once again, this lady, whose name I'm not gonna say, for her, was missing on a good thing by not swiping right on me on Bumble.
She could have got a turkey basted. 55:56, we're back. I killed Bede.
Yes.
I'm waiting for that turkey to, like, bust through the window. Oh my god, it was radioactive materials, I fucking called it.
It better turn into a giant kaiju.
What?!
Is this the stuff marketing for my podcast?
Yes.
Yes.
Anyways, check out my podcast, Bean vs. the Living Dead, which I dissect every remake, reimagining, and artificial follow-up to George A. Romero's Night of the Living Dead. You can listen to it on all podcast streaming services everywhere. Well, and check it out every second Sunday. There we go.
Well, you know, because Night of the Living Dead's public domain, so yeah, they could just feature that in the movie for no reason.
They should remake Night of the Living Dead, but have turkeys in it.
Let's go.
Night of the Living Turkeys.
Yeah, we could make that.
This nerd isn't getting the hint. He's the third wheel.
Yes.
Look, they could just grow up, get over themselves, and have a three-way.
Yes. Yes, they should. But I mean, would anyone like really want
to... I think he wants to be cucked. That's why he's just sitting there watching.
I see what you did
he's
there,
he's definitely the cuck. Look at him.
But there's no chickens in this movie.
I said cuck, not cock.
Yeah.
I'm going to go jerk off over there.
Oh, look, there's a cock ring behind him.
He's going to go use that.
This episode has gone totally downhill.
Are we sure that's gone downhill, or it's just brilliance?
Well,
back to form.
Yes.
He's got to wash all that jizz off and put it in his pretend hair.
That's more kind of like what my hair looks like now, except I don't even have that front part because it's already fitting out.
That's why you wear wigs, silly.
Well, that is true.
I reckon he's given himself pink eye.
I'm disappointed by the lack of wild turkey promotion in this movie.
Right. I'm waiting for this turkey to fucking... Whoa! It's glowing!
He should have gone, like, giant size and been a giant kaiju turkey. What? He's getting his tongue ripped out!
It's the toxic turkey Avenger!
Oh.
Holy Jesus! Peck, peck, peck!
That tongue only had one day left.
It really did.
Peck, peck, peck!
I feel like everyone but the turkey had one day left to retirement. And the turkey had two, so he's still got a little bit of extra to go.
You gotta keep pecking until he gets it. Oh, he took his heart out!
It's still beating somehow. It's not connected to anything. It's not gonna beat.
So they walked off, came back, and just went to sleep on the couch.
How is he alive? His heart was ripped out.
Come to heaven. There's no turkeys up here.
Are we sure?
Because everyone knows turkeys go to hell when they die.
Do they though?
Yes. Yes, they do. What's the matter? Especially evil homicidal turkeys.
Are they gonna? I kind of want them to die. I want them to get killed because I think the turkey should win.
There's no way, Johnny. He had a shotgun wound the side.
Johnny, I didn't know it was you.
We said the prayer in reverse.
Such a shame the room is not on Tubi.
He's gotta be dead.
Yes.
Could you imagine? Unless.
Or just a Neil Breen film.
Have no fear, folks. Episode 100 is gonna be a banger.
Oh yeah, it definitely is.
And we should hopefully be doing it a lot of recording it live via Discord so people can watch the film with us and join us in chat. But details to be revealed soon.
And we might even do prizes and stuff again. So we'll have to stay tuned if that actually happens.
No, we should be able to.
Yes.
You can win a killer turkey.
See, that turkey did a service. That turkey was me when it came to that fucking nerd.
That's how you kill nerds, you rip their heart out.
Yes, I peck at their chest and then I rip their heart out.
And you take their pocket protector. And you leave them with an atomic wedgie.
Oh!
Yes. Oh, is that the electronic knife thing? The carving knife?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yeah, go turkey.
Not Mac!
It's alright.
Only a little bit. Only a little bit's in there because he's fighting it, so he's gonna
go back to his Philadelphia home planet.
Philadelphia home. I always. Come
Whoa! She punched that turkey in the face.
She's gonna fuck this shit o'clock.
It's still inside him and he had to unplug it to move.
Quick, let's hide out in the shed. Nothing can happen in there.
You'll be okay. Don't worry. Is she gonna light him on fire or light the turkey on fire?
I think she's gonna light the turkey on fire.
But I want the turkey to win because she's terrible. Roast in hell, really?
I like how basically how they make the turkey look like it's radioactive is they have a green light on it.
Yeah, pretty much. They're just gonna sit in the shed. He's not gonna make it, guys. What are we gonna do?
I'm not gonna make it. Have sex with me before I die.
Well, I've got the knife thing inside me.
Oh, that turkey smells good. Let's eat.
I mean, they could if they wanted to.
No, it's radioactive. Ew.
Oh, that is true.
Oh, he's dead.
Uh-huh.
The turkey's still not dead.
We need to burn at the stick, just like a witch.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I mean, you're the idiot who thought it was your father. What the? Where did that come from? Where was that?
Where did that come from?
I don't know, and I don't like it.
Was it always there? Did
Maybe?
They put it up before they...
Yes.
I don't know. She's...
Well done, gal.
Yeah. Oh my god, they're gonna get mad.
Oh, she's eating the turkey!
Oh my god.
She is hungry for turkey.
She's gonna become the new Toxic Avenger after eating that turkey.
Wow.
Does this qualify as fried chicken?
Yes.
You know what? We'll allow it. It may not be chicken per se, but it's a fried bird.
It's part of the same animal family.
Meanwhile, look at that dude's hat.
What? Who are these people?
It's like a random family.
Look at this nerd. Oh my god, the turkey came back in his hat form. Oh my god.
Are they gonna eat the turkey? Did they find the body of the turkey and now they're gonna eat it?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared to see what's gonna happen.
I am scared about what's gonna happen. Because all that food is gonna go.
Beads frozen.
A waste. And I'm very upset by this. As somebody who gets annoyed when food gets wasted,
it's gonna come out of the turkey. Oh my god.
The turkey's alive.
Oh my god.
The turkey is wearing a turkey suit.
Oh my god, what? Oh dear lord.
Yeah.
Coming up there is Poltergeist Night of the Chicken Dead.
Then
and also coming up, Pinata.
Pinata.
Death Camp in 3D. And Birdemic Shock and Terror.
Wow. To be continued.
To be continued.
So I guess we gotta do Thanksgiving 2 for Thanksgiving.
No, there is no 2. It goes straight to 3.
Oh, sorry, 3. Yeah.
Yes. I think we're gonna have to do Thanksgiving 3 for the next episode, for the Thanksgiving episode this
year.
Yes. Yep.
Well, that was, something.
So thank you, Aaron, our Patreon subscriber, and also close real life friend of both Marcy and I for picking this movie for the show.
That was something.
Indeed.
I'm so speechless. But thank you to everybody who somehow listened to this whole episode. We applaud you so much for being able to do that. You can find the 2B Tuesdays podcast on all your podcast streaming platforms. Just look up to the 2B Tuesdays podcast. Alternatively, you can check out supermarcy.com, or you can have a look at the link tree, which is linktr.ee/the2btuesdayspodcast. All the information should be there and also in our show notes. And if you want to find me, I also have a link tree, which is linktr.ee/supermarcy. I find my socials and the podcasts via there. Bede.
Well, people want to find me personally. They can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com. /Bejamine, or they can follow me on Letterboxd at letterboxd.com/Bejamine. Also, you can find all my work over at supermasty.com with my reviews and columns. And of course, you can listen to my solo podcast, Bede vs. the Living Dead, which is on all podcast streaming services everywhere. So you can find that and also look up and like that podcast's official Twitter account at twitter.com/BedeVSTLD.
And Batch.
You're finding me every week on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, where me and Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning of the present day. Also, make sure to subscribe to Pop40 on YouTube as we march toward 1,000 subscribers.
Excellent.
We're making video things.
Yes, excellent. Check all of the good things out, and yeah, your support means everything to us, and you know, unless you're joining the Patreon, it doesn't cost anything to give us a like, follow, share, any of those things, and it goes a long way for all of us in our creative journey. So, yeah, thank you, everybody, and once again, thank you, Aaron. I think you chose the perfect To Be Tuesdays movie. Yeah, be sure to tune in next week, because it is my pick, and as we know, a lot for the award show, I managed to win best and worst movie, so we'll see what I have in store for everybody next week. But until then, stay classy, San Diego. We'll see you next Tuesday. Bye bye.
See you next Tuesday, everyone. Bye.
Gobble gobble.
So guys, I was thinking, you know, since it's Thanksgiving and all that, we should go around and say what we're thankful for.
I'm thankful that your mom has the juiciest poon in town.
Back in the 1500s, in the settlement of Kralberg, an old Indian by the name of Feathercloud Necromance, a turkey that would stop at nothing to get what he wanted. To kill.
You don't believe me, do you?
I do believe you.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.